back, and we're here with Tony Gossing and John Alastasis. And Tony, it's quite late, and I appreciate you for coming on. I want to have you back on the broadcast again because there's a lot more to cover. I think this is great to have international flair here of getting information that's going on in London because we're all under attack.
We're building up our own little special relationship here, Deanne. Not quite the special relationship that we've been used to as the UK and the US. But, you know, what we've been doing is actually exchanging quite a lot of fantastic stuff, I think, over... I mean, well, I've been on the show a couple of times. But I'd like to just sort of wind up by talking about some of the biblical stuff, and that is, you know, if you get down to Revelation 6, which is, and I take very much, well, if anyone's a biblical scholar out there, a premillennialist point of view, which is that this stuff is, you know, coming up to being fairly imminent and in the not too distant future. And one of the things that I can always remember as a child, you know, even just hearing as someone that wasn't really even particularly a believer in God and didn't really sort of pick up the Bible, I kept hearing about this image that kept coming back to my mind, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And I think it's such a powerful image because this idea is almost an archetype, you know, the idea that you're sort of sitting in your house and you hear the sound of horses' hooves outside, you know, the horses are coming. It's like the town is being invaded. And that's a little bit like the way I think things feel at the moment. There's this kind of disquiet. What is going to be next? You know, we're living in this kind of lawless world where our leaders have just thrown the law book into the fire and they're just doing whatever they feel like. I mean, after the Second World War, there was a really solemn kind of declaration of the United Nations saying that, you know, we've really got to make sure that we rid the world forever of the scourge of war. Now, it's like that rule book that the United Nations was set up under has been torn up, and you know, by the invasion of Afghanistan, and particularly though the invasion of Iraq, the leaders of the US and the UK have gone in there in a way really rather like Hitler did, by completely riding roughshod over international opinion, just treating these borders as if they don't matter anymore. And hang on, we're the strong guys, we can do what we want. So, I mean, I just like to give you a little bit of insight that I've had just by simply sitting down reading through Revelation into the way that things are likely to pan out in the future. First of all, you've got the you've got the white horse, which comes first, then you've got a red horse and a black horse and a pale horse. I mean, this isn't rocket science. This is just picking up the Bible and having a look. And so you get the white horse, which is about small wars, you know, little victories, which may be victories, but may be pyrrhic victories. In other words, someone is cheering, but nobody's really won anything. The red horse, which it seems to me is going to be the next big one to arrive, is the World War, which is lots and lots of kind of nasty stuff going on, slaughter. It's like a large sword, and it's really the end of the peace that we've had since the Second World War. Then it talks about the black horse, which is very clearly a big economic crash. And then the pale horse, the rider of the pale horse is death. So that's talking about a quarter of the world being, that's a lot of people, being killed in famines and plagues and being killed by wild animals. And that's just the beginning of it, you know. But these are the sorts of things I think we should be just having in the back of our mind, thinking, well, you know, if this event happens in the world, then hey, hang on a minute, that's the red horse, that's the black horse, that's the pale, and it's all in chronological order. So, you know, all we need to do is just have a little look in the Bible, and in a way, even though these things are horrendous, that can bring us some really great comfort, Deanne.
Well, they also have, you know, while you're talking about that, they have a situation in Iraq right now. They don't have water. I mean, drinking water has been scarce there for months. In fact, they said years it was going back, and we just got the information the other day that Georgia in the United States has a water problem. A drought is going on in Georgia, and they're saying that they cannot give water out to the major areas that they normally, you know, push water to. So, you know, what you're saying about the use of... Oh, we're going to break. We'll be right back after this break.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debt disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, we're back, everyone. We're here on RBN with Tony Gossing. And Tony, can you give our listeners information about your website and where they can get in contact with you?
Yeah, sure. It's Bilderberg.org, B-I-L-D-E-R-B-E-R-G, Bilderberg.org. Or you can just put Tony Gosling, T-O-N-Y-G-O-S-L-I-N-G, pop that into your favorite search engine. And you'll find some of the stuff that I've got on the internet. I've got actually another domain, which is www.elementary.org.uk. Now, that's really just based on the old Sherlock Holmes, Elementary, My Dear Watson, because it's a little section of the web that looks at possible political assassinations in the UK. I
mean, well, that's an excellent site. I've got to go and look at that one. I haven't seen that one.
That's right. It's to do with the deaths, suspicious deaths of various people. And obviously, Diana's in there. And, you know, there's a kind of web forum so people can register on and put their own comments and do a little bit of digging of their own. And I honestly think we're living in an age now where everybody has a duty to do a little bit of questioning and, you know, contributing, sticking their own little bits and pieces of information up there on the internet. The internet is like a sort of global filing cabinet, you know, where everything is kept and there's much more to dig for. And this is why people like Lord Levy and these corrupt politicians here in the UK are so afraid of the internet, because they know that people can put two and two together. And this is one of the things, interestingly enough, that our military have been doing here in Britain. I mean, we had a situation, you probably wouldn't have heard about it in the US, but 3 weeks ago at the weekend, we had one of our top generals standing up and saying, well, the US policy in Iraq has been a disaster. Almost immediately, someone from the cabinet office, one of the politicians, went on to TV saying, oh, well, you know, the military shouldn't really be talking like this because we are the ones who are democratically elected and they're not. And then what happened, Deanne? Do you want to guess?
What?
Another British general stood up saying, nope, the American policy in Iraq has been a disaster. And you have to remember, at this stage, the British are really in the situation where they're at Basra Airport. They're not really quite sure which way they're going. Are they going to come back home? But whatever it is, they're not hanging around in Iraq for any longer than they absolutely have to, because there's really no will to stay there. They realize that the whole thing has been a total disaster and that it's time to come home. Anyway, that was the last we heard from the politicians. They weren't prepared to have a little shouting match all through Saturday on the TV and radio, shouting about who is really in charge here. So the politicians backed off and the military won the day, or at least in this sort of little TV battle, radio battle that was going on.
Do you have the same
We have a different system in the UK than the US, basically.
But do you have threats there against your life? Because, see, here in the United States, if you say anything, these people have a whole bunch of people they have hidden in clouded spots, and they do things to you. They can ruin you financially. They can park you so you can't leave or go anywhere. They can harm your family. They have, they poisoned individuals. There's a gentleman that's coming on my show about this thing through Lilly Corporation. I'm going to try to get him to talk, but he's gagged up because they forced him to pay $100 million back to Lilly for a drug that was known to cause obesity and also diabetes. And they had to pay $7 billion back.
Yeah, we have all sorts of crazy stuff goes on here, but I think it is actually a little bit worse over where you are. To the same sort of degree as it's been worse for the Iraqis in the U.S. zones, maybe a similar kind of degree. You know, we are like U.S. light, basically. We're a little bit, our system here is a bit politer, just as our troops are maybe a little bit politer out in Iraq in the same kind of way. I can tell you as well. I don't know if you're ever told this in the US, that the British squaddies, I don't know if you know what a squaddie is, do you?
No.
A squaddie is just an ordinary soldier, yeah, on the ground. I can tell you, they all have all of their jokes are anti-American soldier jokes, because they actually want nothing. And of course, this thing happened just literally 6 weeks, 2 months ago, where a whole load of British soldiers called in an airstrike from the US plane, and it just dropped the bombs right on top of them. And this is the kind of thing which, you know, it has a great deal of resonance around the ordinary British soldiers. And, of course, they just don't trust the Americans at all. In fact, they won't do any kind of joint operations with them whatsoever. And so the US is one of the major butts of all the British Tommies jokes. And so, you know, they really have not a lot of respect for the Americans at all, the American soldiery and the American level of professionalism. So that, I can tell you, is something that you probably won't be hearing in the mainstream US media. There is some positive stuff to say about all this. And I think, you know, certainly the British forces are pulling themselves out there just as quick as they can. The other thing is that the British Army Command's Joint Chiefs over here are not in the same sort of position as they are in the US. What happens is Bush and the White House, if one of the generals speaks out, they get sacked. Well, they can't do that over here. It doesn't work the same. You know, the soldiers are there and they can speak their mind, and they do speak their mind.
Well, I thank you very much, Tony, for coming on, and I would love to have you back. You know, I want to talk to you about maybe coming back once a month, because there's so much interchange we could do here with information for people to see, you know, the parallel that we're in these countries, and your country is in better shape than ours.
Well,
the
just
democracy
a little bit.
Of the United States is falling apart.
Yeah, just a little bit, I think. And also, it's lovely that we've got this little special relationship going, and there's a little bit of, you know, I'm finding out more about what's going on in the US, and you're finding out, hopefully, a little bit more about what's going on over here. And that's one way that, by sharing information, that we can find it a little bit easier and quicker to get to the truth and get through this mess.
Indeed. Well, thank you, Tony, and have a good night, and I thank you for coming on to this broadcast tonight at the hours, great change in the hours and stuff. But I thank you for tuning in.
Thanks very much for inviting me, and God bless, Deanne.
And that was Tony Gosling from Bristol, England, and he was a part of the BBC. He has, in fact, just Google his name and you'll find his websites and material. And the thing is, you know, folks, what he's talking about is not conspiracy, but this is what is really happening. John, are you still there?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, we were talking about, you know, the Masons and all the things that are happening, and you know, this undercurrent of the media being controlled and contrived and information not being out. And I'm going to kind of, I was supposed to have a guest on right now, but I don't think he's going to come on because I was supposed to call him, but I'm in a dilemma. His name is Pastor, Pastor Reverend Emeril Hager of Ferguson Memorial and Baptist Church out of Dunbar, West Virginia. He was going to come on talking about the Megan Williams case. And I'm going to have him on, I'm hoping next week, because, again, I want to kind of go through this dilemma to let people know what's going on. Number one, the case he's dealing with is Megan Williams, who was raped by a family. She was African American, and it was a whole family, including a woman and her daughter and her other male children, and they forced her to drink toilet water and eat human feces for the 6 days or whatever they had her in captive, and she was put in a shed, and somebody happened to go back to tell authorities, and that's how she got released. And anyway, right now the family is not willing to come on the air, but the reverend was, and I had certain circumstances happen, and I feel very much, again, that I'm being targeted. And also, this program we're listening to right now, Republic, is being targeted, and I will tell you why. It's very important that, you know, listeners hear what I'm saying, because this is not a conspiracy. It's not a situation where the nut is coming forth and saying this and that and the other, because there's no nuts and there's no situation. Here are some conspiracies. It's truths that are being rewrapped in the media. Now, I'm going to go directly into the thing that's going on RBN. RBN is one of the best media sources in the Internet play of radio. You can call in very easily. You can get directly through to the host. The host here lets you speak up. But right now, we need support and help to keep this station alive. Because, see, John Stadtmiller has been fighting to keep this broadcast going because he knows what's going on and what the value is. And the ones that are doing stuff in the Patriot community, by the way, that are on these indie medias, you know, when they are the ones that are being set up, are the ones that are getting attacked. People start taking the things that they're vitally needing, which is the commercials, the star host, and everything else, and try to move them elsewhere. Because, again, when they do that, it weakens the broadcast to the level that the broadcaster that's running the network can't do it because he can't afford it. Because the things that he needs is the dollars to run. And that means advertisers. We need advertisers here. We need people supportive to call into the station, write into the station, and let people know that, hey, you're there, you're listening on shortwave. If we don't have the connect right now to shortwave, but then you're on satellite. So call up in droves and give us information. You're out there and try to financially support this station, because if this goes down, you're going to be in the same quagmire that's going on in this foreign country where people are fighting against each other. It's a nightmare out here, and I'll explain my nightmare after this commercial break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280, or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
And we're going up in the last part of the hour. We're ending the broadcast today at 11 o'clock instead of 12. Now, this is what's going on, folks, and it's kind of like almost like Cooper's situation. Cooper, you remember him, the person that came up and was saying all these things that were going on in the United States government, and he was telling people about behold the pale horse. Remember him? Well, I happen to get the tape of the Kennedy assassination, who shot Kennedy, very clearly in the tape. And I've asked people that know, and they said, yeah. And the reason they said it was, yeah, what I have in my hand, that the driver shot through the congressman's throat and shot through and killed Kennedy in the car. They were saying that the reason why this thing it was going on, and nobody would say anything about it, is because everybody was scared, because the ones that were involved, which was the people that ran the CIA, and that's what they were talking about back then. Now, I have that, and I have so many other things going back, expanding back. My father was involved with the Roosevelt administration. He was involved with Truman and the White House with, Eisenhower, all the way up to helping elect Kennedy through his means, through the black press. And there was documents that he had. Documents of various things that have been going on. And then I worked in almost all the Fortune 100 corporations in the corporate headquarters and accounting and various things. I've seen all types of things. So I've been targeted and attempt to be shut down over the years, nonstop. Things that you wouldn't believe have happened to any one family, other than four or six times the Kennedys were in plane crashes. The things that have been going on with my family have been outrageous. Right now, I'm being totally departmentalized and parked by hidden means and forces, and I'll explain a little bit more about that. But I have a caller. I want my callers to come on and state, you know, what they have to say, and then I'll go back into this. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Robert. You had a question?
Yeah, I actually have a question and, just a comment in general. I mean, don't you think you're being a little too paranoid? I mean,
no.
I understand that.
Not 100,000%, no. You don't know what I've gone through. And the thing is that the documentation that people have had in the press, many of them had died over things. Do you know about Dorothy Kildallen?
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying, I know there's people who think people do bad things and so on for, you know, all kinds of reasons and stuff like that. I understand that. But don't you think you're being a little too overly paranoid?
No, because you haven't heard what I said. So how can you say that?
Well, because I've been listening to you for an hour, and you've been
talking to Tony Gosling for an hour, and I had not mentioned that.
Well, you have been talking about that.
No, I had not at all, and that's what I'm talking about. See, this is a good example. Dorothy Kilgallen was talking to very heavily with a gentleman that was locked up for shooting Oswald. And you know who I'm talking about. And when she went to talk about this stuff, all the people shut her down completely. My dad was friends with Dorothy Kilgallen. My father was dead before Dorothy Kilgallen had an opportunity to go to him, but she knew about the Kennedy assassination. She knew about many other assassinations, and she was a very well-revered writer, reporter.
Right.
Her husband died of suicide within a month after her death, and her best friend died on New York streets under mysterious circumstances.
So what are you saying?
And then the CIA agents that I've worked with and talked to me said that she had gotten the same dose as Marilyn Monroe of an enema with barbiturates in it. I had people from the NSA tell me that they were using a combination of two drugs, which was a death drug they used for people back in the day that were reporters and various other things, to get rid of them as a problem, which was digitalis was one, and the other one was, I forgot the name of it. It was two drugs that in combination would give people a heart attack, and the CIA and NSA.
You think they're going to do that to you?
No, I've already been hit, and people know that. So the thing that you're talking about is something I had not discussed. And John, had I been talking about my situation until I just mentioned it now?
No, not on this program today, no.
No, and in fact, so why are you saying I mentioned something?
So now you think I want to do something to you, too?
No, I don't know you. Why would I think that? I don't know where you are.
Because I've been hearing you talk about how things are happening to people.
I was talking to Tony Gosling. I was talking to Tony Gosling. You must be listening to a different broadcast, because Tony just hung up. So thank you for calling in. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We're here on RBN, the D.M. Burley Show, and we're live here. And, John, did you catch what this caller just said?
Well, I think there's a little miscommunication. I think you're definitely being attacked, and he was questioning that and saying you're paranoid. And at the same time, you were relating that there could have been a miscommunication as far as just the idea of 9/11 being an inside job is not a miscommunication. It's not a paranoid.
Well, he didn't even get that. He was just listening to this broadcast, and he just let in to say I was paranoid, and
right.
I just got off the broadcast with Tony Gosling.
Well,
I didn't even say anything about anything that was going on with me. So, these are the things I'm talking about. See, I've been looking at, this is a part of the difference between other journalists and what Tony does and I do and various other ones out there that are old school in journalism and how they relate stories. So you look at timelines and what people do. I've been watching people call in on my broadcast, either disrupt it in a way. It hasn't been happening a lot. But it's been trickling in a lot recently because of the types of things I've been bringing on my show. I had one caller about a week ago. You know, it was another thing, another couple of callers back. There were some things that happened to disrupt the content of what I'm talking about and twist it over to another level so people cannot concentrate on what is the truth that people don't want out. And that is the method of the CIA and these different operatives of what they are doing to cover up criminal activities they're doing. So it's not a situation of a conspiracy or a lie or somebody putting out a paranoid thing. You know what? If I was paranoid, I would be sitting cringing in the corner somewhere. But I've been out there fighting, and I'm giving the information out as I go. And the reason is because this is too valuable to stop on. There have been lists of people that have been in the press that have been killed. There have been Kennedys. I'm telling you, it's not no paralyzation of that. They have been murdered. How many? The president, his brother. There was two or three other ones. There was one, or two, and three in a plane crash that died. They don't even talk about how Ted Kennedy was in a plane crash. Edward Kennedy was in a plane crash and survived and messed up his back. And the rest of the people on the plane died. That doesn't happen usually in one family. Are they paranoid? So the thing is, what is going on is systemically shutting down people internally. And I've seen this because I've been in spots to see these people do this stuff. Now I'm going to bring up Bill. Bill, are you there? Bill?
Program.
Huh?
Excellent program.
Oh, hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I am just a little outraged, and I feel badly for Manny being right in the middle of it. Those kind of individuals obviously are either totally unaware, uninvolved, or unwashed, only by virtue of the fact that it would be your problem. You'd be accused of you being paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
If that were the case, maybe that would be all well and good. My question is, what is his problem, and who is he ultimately?
Again,
to be so willfully
ignorant
and so disrespectful of not only the discussion, but the whole entire community attempting to get information out and transmit resources to battle these Nazis. My question ultimately comes to the point of how or why you would be so patient with him.
Because that's how I'm schooled to be. The
well,
thing is that everybody has the right to their opinion. I've had left, right, everybody on my broadcast. And the thing is, it's not about a gender thing. It's not a political left or right issue. It's corruption of cleaning up the corruption and getting rid of it.
Exactly.
And it doesn't stop until people stop. Now, I have another caller. I want to bring him up right quick. Dan from Texas, are you there?
Yes, hi, Dan. John is fascinating. You knew Dorothy Gowling. She was on the radio show, a game show. But she was a bitter opponent of Frank Sinatra. Are you aware of that?
Who was this?
She very much was an outright enemy of Frank Sinatra.
Who was this, though? I didn't hear the name.
Dorothy Kilgallen?
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, and that's, and as far as the Kings are concerned, you know, they were very much in with Frank Sinatra.
But the whole thing is the Kennedys got in through, what is his name then, actor that married into the Kennedy family.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I can't think of his name. He was with the Rat Pack. But see, people even know that there was a first Rat Pack. There was a Rat Pack out there that was before the Rat Pack we saw that was with big stars like Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy and Humphrey Bogart. Those were the true Rat Pack. And then they got infiltrated when Humphrey Bogart died, and then Lauren McCall got involved with Frank Sinatra. So another level of the Rat Pack developed from that, and Peter Lauren, that's who I was thinking about.
Right.
Lawford.
He was the one that orchestrated the Kennedy connection.
Lawford.
Into, Lawford, yes, thank you, Peter Lawford. And the thing was that Dorothy Kilgallen was opposed to that, but Dorothy Kilgallen sat down and got great detail of what from Jack Ruby of what happened, because Jack Ruby was scared. He was in the mob, and he was scared because of who he was dealing with that was orchestrating him, and he knew he was a dead man. So the thing is that folks out here, it's not a conspiracy when people say that they're under attack. There's things going on.
What I would have felt was Frank Sinatra was being busted by the FBI for being a murdering mob thug that he was, and he, and all the Hollywood movie stars came to his rescue and saved his rear end from being prosecuted for, you know, being a gangland murderer. And then, of course, he became a successful movie star because he was taken up for all the thugs in Hollywood, most of them being Jews.
Well, the thing is that the whole history of all the things in the media, including the entertainment industry, all correlate in the things that are going on and the things my dad wrote. My dad had a manuscript written on everybody. He had dirt on everybody out there, including white and black stars. I had trunks and boxes full of these things from the day that he had died.
Yes, my grandfather had a niece who was James Cagney's personal secretary.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how all these guys were communists, except Red Skelton. They said the only honest, decent human is a bunch of Red Skelton. And then how that they knew Ronald Reagan when he was a flaming, they even called him Red Ron was his nickname. He was a communist. He was a newspaper reporter for the Hearst Syndicate, and they made him president because he was simply a plant. And he was the first lady. They were both flaming members of the Communist Party. It was no secret. And his nickname was Red Ron.
Well, the thing is, I'm going to talk about the communist thing because people don't understand what was going on in Hollywood with that either. There was Tallulah Bankhead. She was friends with a lot of people down in the then colored community down in Harlem, and a lot of people that were in influential, and they were connecting to the black community, were being called communists. And it was a whole different thing than what people think. It was not what everybody thought communism was about back then. And Ronald Reagan was hooked up with these folks that were connected with Borodin and these other things that were big corporates, and they groomed him to be president of the United States. Now, there was an actor, Robert Ryan, and another actor that was out there, I can't remember his name. They went out full blast against Ronald Reagan because they said he was a puppet. Robert Ryan on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson talked about Reagan nonstop, along with other actors, because they knew he was a puppet to the corporate entities, and they knew also that there was going to be a nightmare in the White House. But people don't talk about those things.
You know, if I can interject, I think the blacks were not communists for the sake of being treason. They simply are destitute, and they turned to communism.
No, it wasn't about that at all. It wasn't. Black people didn't know nothing about that. It was about the fact that blacks and whites were getting along as they're getting along today, and they don't want it. So what they have done is they label it communism. It had nothing to do with what you think. It was a whole synopsis of too many people were getting involved with blacks. And I had a gentleman on, and there's a document about why the Vietnam War was fought to get rid of all the black problem they had in the United States. There was a Cuban Five, which is a document that has been released recently in the declassified documents from the government, talking about these Cuban Fives, one named Fidel. It was going down there murdering Vietnam veterans that were POWs, and they were bringing them down to that camp down there in that Bay Area, Cuba, that was run by the CIA. So these are the things that, it's not paranoia, these are documented evidence of the conspiracy to set up people and create a racial delusion in the United States of what was going on that didn't really exist. I'm going to stop you right here for a minute, and I have another caller. Who's the other caller? Mike in Kentucky, you're up on RBN, the Deanne Burley Show.
You're so right about that caller, and you just about, you know, you touched on it. Paranoia, makes people almost pretty much non-functional. They become scared of the shadows. That, you know, if the refrigerator kicks on, they jump off the couch afraid of, you know. The paranoia is an overused term by the lay people, and it's become an epidemic of people throwing out all these diagnoses. They want to call people crazy or nut or paranoia at every turn for anything that they won't accept. I think J. Edgar Hoover said it, that the individual is handicapped when they come across a conspiracy that is so monstrous they cannot believe it.
And the thing is, on that note, too, if I was paranoid, like you said, I'd be cringing in the corner and biting my nails and jumping at every side. Hey, you know what? I've been in the hood recently. I've been places that nobody would even go to. And I am in a situation that I can hardly walk because of failure to diagnose continuously through hospitals by means of trying to euthanasia me. And then if I try to go and sue or have someone investigate it, the investigative authorities tell me they don't do that. It's up to them. It's as they see fit. Am I paranoid when somebody walks into a TCF bank in Chicago and they put $5,000 worth of counterfeit money orders in my bank, and I go to the police in Hinsdale, Illinois, Clarendon Hills in Chicago, and the Attorney General and U.S. Attorney, all of them tell me they don't investigate that and they don't handle it? Is that paranoid? Is it paranoid that exactly the same time they had done that, they cut off my child support from my ex-husband by changing the birth date of my children in the computer system of the court? Am I paranoid if I wake up and I see a truck outside my home with some folks in it running out to my window, putting a dead animal outside my window, bloated with flies, right so that it would go right by the vent, so that my family would get sick, and I saw them go away, and I called the police, and they tell me they can't handle that. That's not in their job description. Am I paranoid? Am I paranoid when I get 100 emails that are cloaked and have all kinds of hidden messages in it, and I take it to the police, and they say they don't handle it? Or am I paranoid when a man in a that's an attorney in Hinsdale, because he was doing some corrupt things, chased me down the street in his car in high speed, and I went directly to the Hinsdale Police Department, ran into their office. He was sitting in the parking lot, and I told them that he was pointing objects out of the car at me, and they went to his car, and they came back and told me he had the right to follow me. He was an attorney. So I tried to get rid of him in court, and the only way I could was to make out he was my boyfriend in order to file a order of protection. Is that paranoid?
Well, I don't think it really matters at that point. If they really are out to get you, then paranoia becomes a defense mechanism. But psychology has never cured anybody. It's a big scam to begin with. So what does it matter whether or not you're paranoid if they're out to get you? No. You know?
They will, and like I said, they've tried. They have done everything you can imagine nonstop until right now. They have totally banished me from having the right to drive my car. And I have one day to get out of from where I am, and I have no way out, and my children have no way out. And they just did something with my, with my credit card. These people, I worked inside the judicial system, and I've seen the corruption inside. What would you say if you sat there in the court and you were working in the court and somebody came home and took a chair leg and beat the crap out of his wife where she couldn't talk and she went into a coma, and he did the same thing with his kids? And then they went and took him in and hid him in the court system and then allowed him to stay in there, and then the thing disappeared. Nothing happened.
Well,
his family was messed up.
You're talking about a lot of these things that they're doing are very covert sort of things that are not overt as enough to where people would you know, really, it would draw a lot of attention to...
Right, exactly, and that's how they do that.
Well, in the movie The Net with Sandra Bullock is a hint toward what we are heading toward with all this electronic cash. They can shut you down anytime they want to, like you're talking about. Just change some computer entries, and boom, you're out of the, you know, you're out of the electronic.
Out of your money. My money's vanished, and this counterfeiting thing. Now, isn't counterfeiting a, just, you know,
Secret Service is supposed to be the one that handles that.
That happened in 2003, and still been fighting it. And all of them tell me it's as they see fit in Illinois. It was between New York and Illinois. And I had investigated it to Geff, and I found out who these people were, along with the late Sherman Skolnick. And the thing was that when I brought all this information to the Secret Service, the state police, the attorney general, everybody, they refused to investigate it. And then they got in a fight with me last week on the phone. And then that's when all this other additional shutdowns are. And then I had people yelling at me outside my building trying to make claim that I'm a gang member. I'm running a gang out of my car.
Well, tell you
it's
what,
very
you
evident
would, you,
that the caller that called in before, Ricky, wasn't interested in any information of the guests previously, and it was a personal ad hominem attack upon you and indirectly upon the station for
allowing
you to broadcast.
Oh, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
On
hold on a second. We'll be at break. Hold on.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
coming up to the last few minutes here on RBN, but folks, I understand, you know, what everyone's saying here, and again, you know, the person that called in, I've had this happen in the last few weeks, disruptors, you know, call in with comments to twist the broadcast to another way so people cannot think. My show today was with Tony Gossing, and it was very specific what I was covering on the show, and I was not talking about anything other than that until now. Now, I will say to you this. I am under attack, and I don't give a rat's, you know what, behind me thingy of what other people think and say, because I'm living this. I'm here, and I know what is going on. I've seen this happen, and I've been able to avoid it, but my health is not as much as it was. I'm not as well as I was before to handle these things. I'm very clear of mind, very articulate to what I see. The same attack is going on RBN. It's very subdued to people to see, but it is happening here on RBN. And I'm saying wagons, trains, rally around this broadcast. Support, put money to it, and do what you can. And my tip, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because, again, Cooper was in his home, and then they brought a bunch of teenagers outside his house to flush him out. When he went out to see what was going on, that's when they got him. And then he was running back to his house for his life. They were running after him. He had a gun with him because he was trying to protect himself, and he got shot. And it took hours and hours for them to come to save him. Now, out here where I am, in my neck of the woods, out there in Hoffman Estates, what used to be one of my court districts, which is third district of the judicial system of Cook County, if we remember correctly, Chris Bolin was tasered out there. He was tasered because he came out of his house to see why there were folks sitting outside his house watching and surveilling him every single day. So he called the police to find out what happened, and when they arrived, the folks in the car, the unmarked car, came out and hit him, knocked him to the ground, and tasered him. And you know what I did, folks? I called the Hoffman Estates Police because that was my old district. I handled all those districts then, back when I was working there, and I had people I knew there. And I was told that he made a threatening gesture by turning around to try to go back to his house. He wasn't armed or anything. It was a threat that he turned around. Now, as I speak to you right now, there are police outside my house. They trail me when I walk to the library, 2-3 of them. They walk and watch me down the street. If I say anything, what's going to happen? It's not paranoia. It's there. I live in Downers Grove, and the police, when I moved there, I very rarely saw. And then they have the person that is the manager of my building come out and scream out in a great loud voice that I'm a gang member and running a gang out of my car and targeting my family and then giving me a new lease for $1,500 with $2,800 security deposit that I have to sign by tomorrow or I'm in the street. My rent's not even that at all, because see, I've been living modestly, because again, they have shut down every source that I have. I have an accounting background, a paralegal background, a computer background, and everything you can imagine spanning back 35 years, and I never missed one plop to work. I had gotten very ill because in the last year I had so many MRIs, you wouldn't believe it. But the thing is that there's nobody out there that's going to do anything because there's no law enforcement, none, because it's as they see fit. I was told by them directly. That's not paranoia. That's fact. We need to stand up, America. It's your tax dollar, mine, and they need to represent us. We're people, too. Good night, peace, and love. Good night, John. Good night, Bill. Good night, everyone online. Good night, and I'll see you next week.
With recent